think of the line, if I remember. Number of Nyanim. Seemingly, it's a simple sugya. Right? The Betta, the Vitivta. Really, a couple of lines over here. It's never like that. Gemara is not mefurish what bracha you make on it when it's the tifta, but a nice mefurish that you can get goes on a tree and chayiv and arla mechur ta'et and kach nifsak habi vishaynim ali vishaynim gadali vishaynim kamainim. And Paskin is Tadama. And look at that, the Sarachin Tuva, where do you get Hadama out of the Priya 8? Some in learning, part of, you know, really being mature in learning, sort of shutting up, you know, it's like hard to, you know, codify this, but you have a sense of like what something a Rishon says, what does Nachum say, like what's a chiddush that's appropriate for something the Beis Medrash to say, an Achron, a Rishon, so on and so forth, okay? So sometimes, you know, some people say it's Svar, maybe in the Beis Medrash should have happened over here in our Kaival, when they sent him to the shed, and then we found it in the Rashba, you know, but it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't mean that that was appropriate for somebody to say, you know, Kilo Miyatma, you know, it's a... So, when Chaznish, we do have the Chiddush in electricity and Chashmal, and it's like Baina. It's a very conceptual type of Baina. He goes through the Sugyas, it's particular Gedarim, and like building a circuit. So, but that was the Chaznish that Shlomo Katzar told me that. Some Zalman bavarned it in the Sefer originally, but the Rebbe yelled at him, like, why do you have to bavarn it? It's like, you know, like nobody would even think of such a thing. With, you know, you can have like a whole chapter coming up looking at Baina. That happened enough. But, Al-Kopanim, the Shlomo Zalman, there, when Chazan said, you have to be the Rashba to say such a thing. Chazan said, you know, definitely the Rashba. Yeah, but, Akopanim, the Rashba said that, but you know, something that might have given a name. The Rashba gives Mamish a whole appearance, very makab. My point is that, it's all sickle Torah. I mean, to explain a Gemara, it's Ganukim saying something that's Sarachian. To explain a Gemara to try to be Mevayer. The Gemara doesn't say it's Hadama. The Ramban tries to find a smach in the Gemara. It's his own Shrekai. But where the Yishayim coming from, like Misvara, was such a Merkav Dikazach that it's loy nati, a little bit nati, and that pshar should get you to Hadama. We all the loy nati, the Seder to say that that's Shahako, and it's considered loy nati. There's nothing Shver with that. But what Shver is to say that it's a little bit Leinati, and a little bit Leinati equals Hadama. So I'm saying there's no precedent for that in Kate and Mevachim or anywhere else in Shas. You say that the Rishayim keep a Mitzvah. They looked at the Gemara, they thought it's a Priya 8. Right? Ah, little Leinati is Hadama. It's a Tarachian. The Ra'al, the Maisa, says that it's a Talus in the Rif. You make an eight. I'm saying the Kaishi of Leining Ein Hadam in the Gemara, in the Svara. The Maisa just Mahag the Tel at Dira, really do very shine him to be Mazda the Rif. Maybe Svara be more. Ayla Wadaz is that the riboy of Eitz Meichel is pasuk. It's not that this is the pre. This is the pre. It depends. The Yishayim asks exactly what he needed. They have to see. If it's because it's namach, okay. So then, even so that's not going to work with that. But if it's like the Rashi Balein says, it's pasuk Yaveshta, it's not eaten. So then it's shaykh to say pasuk that the eater is that it's the pre. The gabe arla, it's ganuk, it's chayiv. It's Neitz Meichel. Just like we had what? No.
Some say that it's because it's not much of a place, it's that the Gabi Arlo is not much of a
place. You learning Gafi Aimi?
I had also thought that there was Meduyak in the Rashba himself.
Yeah.
That whole shtickle that he says in Tshuva was not pshat, that was not his pshat in the Ris.
Yeah.
Because the Rashba and Chidushim is contrasting the shita of Ha'it with Adama.
Yeah.
So it sounds like if that were true, they're not two different shitas. Of course the Gemara said it's Ha'it, but you know, there's other things that get involved, so it's going to be Adama. The Rashba sounds like they're saying there's a shita that held in the Gemara that it was Ha'it. Not that it was Be'etzim, shita that held in the Gemara that it was Adama. Not that it was Be'etzim Ha'it, but it'll be Adama. It's contrasting with It's going to be an eight because it's Arla, but the Rif said it's a Dhamma. And I'm I think that in the Rashba himself, it sounds like he's saying that there's not a theory between the Rashba and the Chubos and the Fidushim. It might be like that Ritva.
Yeah. It's Sarachian, I mean, the Rashba says it, but it's hard, it's very difficult to svara. And my point is just to say it minafshei, it's difficult to explain a Gemara like that. To look at a Gemara that seems to indicate Ha'id, and to shtal Sfar like that, to say, well, I think Misfar is Hadama because it's a little bit Leinati. She said Shahakal, the Seder. but this Pshara Pasha doesn't have any type of Makar. So that's very difficult. So the Churas, if you go like Zachariah said, is a Ritva, it sounds like it's the same idea, Pasha. That the ace is not is but not saying it's a pre. It's not a pre. It's marbid hagam. It's not a pre. It's like garinim, right? It's not a pre, but it's still the srabba la arla. So then it's very good. Then it's very good that it's hadama. It's chmein. There's nothing bizarre about that. Exactly what the riboy b'chur is something of a staff to riboy, right? And we know people's different. The family is, you know, how the Torah exactly is saying it. So in shum kreishi, b'chur to say that it would be much more simple mahalach in the rib.
Sorry, yeah, so this last line, somebody was showing them that they had a different gear stuff.
It's not the Rashba, though.
So it's the four over here. It's machloket shaynim, machloket amirayim. If Gemara eventually says something, if this is jahakol or like klum, evidently the Rashbit brings from here a tema on the Bahav that says the kol makom that says like klum, it means jahakol. Obviously, it can't mean jahakol over here because the pesheshet is jahakol, but my pligi. Okay, so loiklum means loiklum. We paskum like that. We should paskum like rava. The side is, why do you make, what's loiklum? Loiklum, you don't make any bracha. Rishayim, this is a part of Lashon, Sin Megillin, not rava. It must be klal to understand the Rishayim like the Peshuta, to say that that's mespeak, not to make any bracha. Right. So you have to come up with a pirush that's a little more heavy duty. Why you won't make a bracha and try to discern the lashon of Rishayim, what exactly they mean. I think that you could basically say more or less four different ways, and they're. I don't mean to say that there's not a common denominator in the mitzvahs of it, but pashut, one way is it's not a meichel at all. It's the easiest way to say it. The achas shulchan looks like a tree. It's like you're eating bark. Right? A person ate a chair, right? He pulled out the foam, started eating it. You're not going to have to open up a Shulchan Aruch. It's not food. It's nothing going on. Another way to say it is Pashut. I'm talking in general, you know, sort of, you know, just like why you want me. There's no Hana. There's not Nene. I'm eating this. It's going to be Vazuki Mazdik as well, but that doesn't mean that that's like a very specific Messiah. This is the magic, and that itself also has its own tribe. It's new shame, let's see some of the stuff that's not in the Kabbalah at all. What exactly does the magic mean, also? This would be maybe like the more the Pashas. Pashas is kind of the. Pashas is not just like a Chibash like a Darka. A Chibash like a Darka. And that may be And that's the pasha that wouldn't require bracha. Okay?
It's like a chomit on Yom Kippur.
Yeah. And there's, and then you have a pasha, and this is similar to the first one, but it's not a maichel, not, this is like the, I'm saying, maybe we'll call it like 1A and 1B. The Aruch HaShulchan is not a Meichel because the Pashut is totally inedible. The thing is, in our sugi, it could be it's not a Meichel because it's a Tavlin. It's a Tavlin, it's something else. It's not Machmas. Now, obviously, you know, that's what it said about Dhamma, probably a little bit of Mitzvah. I don't mean to say, you know, if there's a lot of. Instruction that he likes to give us in the Chinese restaurant. If somebody, if he ordered a pepper steak, and that meant that they came out with, you know, little black pieces of pepper, right? And he would sit there with his knife. You know, if people ate like that, that would be like filling and taste good. So obviously, you know, that would be considered a meichel. But Basharu Sham, yeah, it's a tavlin. Lemaisa, if you look at the Rishayim, you'll basically see all these Rishayim represented, and some Rishayim seem to say both of them.
Three of them.
Yeah. The Yaina is like. Yeah. In fact, I was chayker. With Zacharya at the table, what exactly the time is, and he managed in a half a sentence to say all these reasons as one reason. I was like, whoa, like this, like, you know, he didn't even like, it wasn't even like a comma or like a semicolon. And he had they're closely related, you know, in the sense that there's not a high level of edibility, but it's not the same, you know, there's a difference between them. The difference between them. You have Rashi, Ladugma, you know, the Mashma Sakhalish like Kedarka, the Rambam, it's like a tavlin. Okay, you have the tour, just like that, the two places, the Ilad Rishonim, you vaguely shine it. Rabbi Yoina, seems to say very stark, it's not a Michael, again, he says something else. And later, so all these Rishonim are found, and it's Kashla Das, I don't know. Wish I could tell you something more definitive than just pointing out that all these Rishonim are represented, and sometimes they're sampled by a Rishon, you know.
And the Rishonim say the Hanna part, or
that's Mr. Bruce? I don't remember seeing that in any of the Rishonim. Rashi and Yuma, it's very interesting. He talks about the Torah of Yom HaKippurim, it's not made for Daite. It's Gavaldic, except for the fact that we're starting to put the brachas, number two, and the Gemara F from Erla. Kaspel Pali of Yom HaKippurim. Rashi says, one made for Daite. Now that's true that Yom HaKippurim has a higher standard, so something could technically be an Achila, an Achayiv in Yom HaKippurim. The question is if you're in that sweet spot between Achila and Mitzvadaite, and that's why you put your Mitzvadaite, the special, Din in Yom HaKippurim, so that's going to be unique, obviously. It's Yom HaKippurim, and that'd be Shayach to Arla and to Brachas. So that's Tzarech Iyun. Sam in the Gemara that, Mashva Yom HaKippurim and Achila, that's obviously at a more fundamental level that they share in common.
Rashi himself in Yuma, the very next Rashi,
yeah,
says Alma Inu Machal.
Yeah, he's also says to himself, seemingly. Last week in the Chabura, I said, "Dabbe Shaila." Shahakol, Bracha Kelelas, Yatsa Bidiyazer, Achal Davar. Shailas, why not burn the fashion? Came up in the Sugya, Gavir Bracha Chayna. Vamarti, that Vachura Eim Leimar, that is probably Vashitai, that the reason Shahakol is different, Bracha Vishayna is Derabanan. Masha Inkain Ne'in Gimel is the right according to some Rishonim, so perhaps that's why, because it's a nice Mahalach. The problem is if you open up a Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't seem to support that, because the Mechaber, Paskin, that Halamich is Rabbanon, right? It's just not supported B'chura in actual halach l'maisa, that is probably zabezet, seems to be universal. So the Schwartz showed me a prima gadim that is taila, it's on the shita. The problem is, when I said to stand by my assertion, that it's very difficult. I try to understand that the prima gadim, what hechach is to that, to say that he's coming from the Yesh Lahachmir, to only eat it with the Chasuda, Nachayim, by Al Dhamma and Al Priyadhamma. Seemingly he learns, I remember correctly, it's Nachayim, because even though the Mechaber passes at the Ram, the Mechaber, she could say, seems to learn that that's the whole topic in Taisus, and that's the Nachayim. Well, Chulain Tzachla, I mean, Taisus has... What?
Yeah. I think it's Iker Gomim Magen Avraham, who says that the mice we make a manifesto, if you do it.
Okay, so what?
I don't think he was going on the mess. He didn't say what he was going on the mess. Okay, but the point is that there's grounds to make a burn of fashion. I mean, Taisus himself says that Leimat Sinu Brachas Azu. I'm saying that Adivishainim never heard of such a thing. They don't bring it. Taisus himself says Nisapik, you know. So to make it public, it's just
It doesn't seem to be supported, necessary, you know. It's, geschmack. Mice as well in Reish Beis. So, you could get out of it in Reish Ches, because he brings down Taisvis, but it's in the Mechaber. Mechaber's own sheet is Derabanan. So, that was like, you know, you could say, why does the Mechaber say is Chayshish for this? Because, so he's saying B'Shem Taisvis. Say that works over there. In Reish Beis, they have the same chesdin. That's by Shriyas Mukim with Ha'inim, and then the Mechaber also brings down this problem of he's going in the rut. It doesn't seem in halacha that seems like the kids said that the Mechaber. Okay, that holds that it's the Rabbanon, well, the Rambam. You don't find the Bar Nefasha passes on the same. It's just the Chutz across the board. It seems weak. Chutz in that one from Megadim, but otherwise it doesn't seem from the Belly HaPeskim that if you hold that Bar Nefasha, that's the main Gimel of the Rabbanon, that you could be passed with the Bar Nefasha. The mice in the Iker Shaila of Bar Nefasha, the Maisa, we sing in the Shaila, we said, the Chayker, Pashat, this is a Tafel Mahalach to answer, that what's Pshat that Shehalkol Taka passes all other brachas? Is a Pashat that Chacham, they're very practical, right? They realize brachas isn't easy, even if you learn Kates from the Varchim for a year. So we'll be Misakein, Zoe Sveikis. We'll be misaking that Shehalkol is a bracha that's mighty shar brachas, makopanim b'zivin. Or pshat is that it's memela. Or pshat is that it's memela. It has a lashon that's koilel. It has a lashon that's koilel. Like with dugma, I don't think anybody would say that. Hadama, you might say eighth, because the Chachamim, they were mistaken that Hadama could be Metzia eighth, and so I don't think that. I'm looking at Gemara Daf Mem, sure, I'm not something like that. it's because the Shayach goes to the ground, okay? So to Shayach is Memela, because it's Kailit. So if you say it's more Memela, so then that sort of answers the question about Bar Nefashis. The only question is, why didn't the Chachamim? Okay, but it's a different type of question. I was just, it's a Shtickel Torah. It's not darky so much these type of machshavas, but it's just interesting for myself to think about whether this Chakira, Hanal, is Shaykh to the Machlokas Merayim, where the Shehakol is made to Yayin and Lechem, Rachav Hadafen, and the Meitzi. That the Hainu, Shaykh, to say that if it's a Bracha Kailala, okay, the Bracha Lameisa, Shehakol, right? You said the words, it wasn't what we wanted you to say, but l'maisa, you thanked Hashem, you mentioned it, you maskir, shema malchus, and you invoked a nusach, the shaykh to these food items, so shahakol could be, you might see, called davar, filu yayin, and lechem. But if you say that the chamor misakin, And it should be meister, so shayach, that the meister, again, there's other brachas that are more mefurit, like the zaynis, and the ha'eid, and hadamah is mefurit, l'gabri. Shakal, but the meister, yayin, the meister, these are not just brachas mefuretai, these are brachas miyuchadai. Machmas Chashivusam, I know Rabbi Bratsky, we spoke about that in the Bir Halach L'Gabbe Ha'eith, but the Maisa, these brachas are special stuff. So, yeah, I'm saying, it's Machmas, their Chashivas. The Chachamim wanted these to be recognized, the Kitzur, for their specialness, and we see that by the Etzem Takana of the Bracha. So then the Shaykh say, you know, hey, it's true that they made Shahako like sort of a bracha that should be kailo everything, but the Maestro Lidachi said the Chum wanted you fakert for these food items, to make a special bracha, and therefore the Takana wouldn't extend to them. Could say that the Maestro, someone wanted to, you could say fakert like the last time he's. But I think it's more mistaken to say it this way, like I just said. But if somebody wants it, they could say fakir that legabe. If it's because the chacham are more mistaken, so you see that they had an interest in right. That was the whole kavana, was that we should have a bracha. So anytime that there's that works, so there's no reason to limit it. Hagam. Of course, l'chadchila they made, you know, these brachas in recognition. But the ma'isa, they wanted al kapanim b'di'eved, they wanted a bracha to work for it. B'di'eved, they had a specific intent and purpose and rasam kavana to do that. So then, maybe not mustaver to limit that. Moshe Enkin, if it's because the bracha is sam kailo. Okay, that's very nice when it's sort of like a regular type of bracha. So then you could say b'di'eved, but where the chachamim made something special, so maybe just the bracha kalala, you know, the regular master key, is that, remember when we're talking on the side that there's no takana, just because it's kailo, so it's good master key, but when you want to get into the safe, you know, the master key is not going to open up the door. You know, so this is the Chacham Lahed, you made a special takana and mitzvah and chiyuv and obligation to be miyachin and be mefaret and to give shvach vaydon, these type of things. So therefore the generic bracha kalalas is not going to work. I think they're both stars. The problem is like some of these ladies that Hazufa decide to go back and forth, you know. But I think there is it's interesting. I think it is interesting, this machlekes, and it might have been something to think about, whether it could be this chakira, and it could be shayach to that machlekes or not.
Wait, there is a machlekes about whether or not shahakul passes this thing?
Yeah, in the Gemara.
Isn't the Mishnah, like, sika milto, al kulam, or al
kul? Yeah, on that, the Gemara says, except, amar avun, chutz min ha-pasim min ha-yayin, have you up an amar apilu pasim min
ha-yayin? Oh, yeah. Let me just information over there.
So, what do you say? What do you say, Yenson, about that?
I mean, I would have thought that Borei Pri Adama was equally, you know, there was nothing be'etzem that said that there should be a need like more of a. I hear that why, you know, that Borei Pri Goffin and Amosi are, you know, more meyuchad,
yeah.
But did they require more of a specific takana than Borei Pri Adama did? I mean, nobody said vegetables need a special bracha, except the chachamim. So if they were misaking that we have an interest that you say a special bracha, whatever the reason is of why they saw Borei Pri Adama as being, you know,
yeah.
enough different from, you know, cheese to require
yeah.
a different bracha,
yeah.
and whatever the reason why they saw
yeah.
Borei Pri 8 being enough special to require a different bracha,
yeah.
They are masaking a special bracha for it, and I hope
you think it's the same as Hamleitzi. You're saying, I mean, the same pirus and whatever takana obligation to specify is shaveh.
I mean, if Chazal were, that bracha was not more mela in its, in its specificity than yain or amuti.
I think it's understood that these, I don't think it's a misunderstanding that these brachas are more miyuchad and special. It's not just more specific of a where it grows and these type of things. It's something that comes from the special, characteristics of these things. But that you see in the Gemara, I'm saying it's not my chiddush to highlight these brachas. After the Gemara says, right, from these brachas, shahakol's not gonna work. So you know what I'm saying? It's, you see that they're shna. The question is, what's the fur for that and b'ma nechadu. What do you say about Bratsky?
Where are my ideas?
Yeah, we want to hear. We want to hear what you have to say.
I don't know.
You're ruminating.
No, I definitely hear how what you're saying. How either way you look at it, you could say shepherd.
Yeah.
It's not quite good. My natia, I don't have any sakurayas, just leave you omerly that is more like once this bracha existed for other things, we're gonna say that if you haven't made it, it'll work. Not that they specifically
doesn't need a takana.
First of all, anyway, there was already existing shahakol for other things, so.
No. Yeah. Our question is, why does it work but for Hadamah?
Right. So it wasn't like they were mistaken that it should work.
No.
It was more like.
Right. We know that it was the bracha ru'uya for months to sheep.
Right.
The question is, why does it cover an apple, the b'dieved?
Exactly. Because it's a bracha kolelet.
It's a mela.
Right. General bracha.
Doesn't need any special takana.
It applies.
It does the job. It has the word.
Right. It applies to this. Yeah, right, exactly. Not that they typically have to say it's going to work.
What do you think about the tliya? If you could indulge the other possibility, I think that could account for the machlokes. Unless you can't hear that at all, it's like
that side.
You can't even entertain such a.
Can I hear the other side?
Does it account for that machlokes?
That's machlokes.
No. You don't like that. You don't like the shtetl so much.
I don't necessarily hear one more than the other. Meaning, I hear really how both ways of looking at shahakol fit with this other machlokes. Meaning, they said mamela it works. Once it's around, you did it works. But like you said, it's the master key, but it's not going to work for things which need a specific. Or yayin that.
Right.
That there, we're going to draw the line and say it's not going to mamela work.
Yeah. That's right. Do you want to say anything?
I hear better for like on the chokas rishonim. Yeah.
Sorry
to hear their arguments about that.
But. Yeah. Right. That's good. So I gave a disclaimer at the beginning.
Do you think that Chazal made a special takana?
It was too interesting, not to just put on the table or something not to think about,
Do you think Chazal made a special takana that Hadamah worked for an eighth?
No, I said
Zari
eighth, and then, no, not at all.
It's not a raya, I'm just saying, just like there, it's mamela once.
Okay, it grows from the ground.
I understand.
There's actually a machlekes about Hadamah works for Tanayim. It has to be that, Ikra Ilan Ara.
Right.
So, that's working in a very specific way, right? And the reason it's working is because the tree is like Aaron. So the Mimela is Bray Pri Adama. It is Bray Pri Adama.
Right.
Here we're talking about a bracha that, you know, the Baha calls the Loi Klum bracha.
Right.
You know? But you make that on the Lechem, you know? It's different.
Once you see that it's granted that Hadama is happening, right? Because of the fact that the Maitha is Shayat, so
it's Ara.
You see that
Anusha Hatkolo, right? Exactly. Yeah, but it's not Kolo, it's Kolo in a much more specific way.
Yeah,
it's pre-Hadama.
It's still not a bracha that was in this kind of form. It's also Hakol. Everything is Hakol.
Everything is everything. You know, it's different when you say, thank you Hashem for the produce of the ground, and it's the produce of the ground, than just saying, you know,
saying that Chazal,
you know, thanks for everything.
Chazal inspired a series for Ace, and the Maisa are being the sorry to a certain extent.
It's a generic bracha. It's just a different being arrived from there.
No,
I definitely see it's not a shtetl, right? Obviously, you can
yeah.
get out of it like you're saying.
Yeah.
At least you're being kind of some level of pirut.
According to the Chama Yunat Yaitzeh, the Gemara's Pela and the Gemara's Ara, they're not arguing about, you know, calling the Shani Be'ashat of a Chachamim. You know what I'm saying? In other words, it has to be considered, you know, Pri Adama. Okay, the Shani Be'ashat.
Maybe you have to know whether it's considered in Kolo or not.
Yeah, Nachanami.
And if we had fun with this Kolo, then anything with this Kolo, what?
In here. I'm not familiar with it like that. I don't think that. It's not a riot, but it's coming in a takana.
On the side that they were massacring, it's going to work.
Yeah.
It's like invoking like a whole story into Chazal.
Right. Okay.
I mean, you know what I mean? It's
okay,
like,
you see that they.
It's like sort of a story.
Chila wanted everyone to learn Hilchos Brachos and know the great Brachos, and this is a very bedieved thing. So, like, out of their way to massacre the bedieved at work.
That's the Bratsky way of saying it.
No, just say that it doesn't work and make the right bracha. And see what you think is to avoid.
Okay, I mean, they wanted there to be an alternative. They wanted there to be a recourse. I don't think it's fair. They would do it.
Where was the halacha? I'm trying to find it now that said not to eat it except with Hilchos Suda.
There's an Reish Ches.
Where was the Reish Ches? I was trying to find it.
There's also at the Reish Beis, in all his hands. Reish Beis is in the Yidalev.
Trying to find it again, Reish Ches.
I saw in our studio, even by Rosh Hashanah, that it's still others than making. If it's something that I think it is by the end of the test, they talk about, you know what it is, it exists, you don't know it exists, if it's something that's shy after these topics, and it's good that it's still, you know, others.
Oh, here it is.
If you have something that you don't know what the Harishona is,
it's not something that's special to Kana. It's more like, what are you trying to say?
It's not very Mechudish, is it?
No.
Is that what you're trying to do? Or are you trying to say that?
No.
One's Vidyasa, one's.
I thought you were trying to say that if Lamaisa Chazon is special to Kana, that you have nothing else to do, make Shahakol. This is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Are you just sharing the factoid with us, or you're.
I'm
indicating some
there
of the
there was something
that
the discussion was going in some direction that I was going to in the room,
but you don't remember.
I can't retrace its origin.
I think there's a Diuk in the tour.
Yeah.
Which I think when I saw it originally, that I thought it was
indicative.
Really indicative of one way, but now I think it's actually the opposite way.
Yeah.
But,
maybe that means that way.
Well, no, so I think that just reading it more carefully, that's actually... But the Lashon of the Tur sounds like that Shehakol, I think it sounds like Shehakol works Nimela, not as a special Sakana. Because the way he says it is that he says Tozum Sopek, right? He says, and therefore, right, they only eat it, so Suda, Sheim Adam Sopek, Vracha Rishona, Yevarich mi safek shahakol, da'al hakol, sha'amar shahakol, miyabidvar yata. Aval bracha achrona, ein lomar, ela kafima shaniskana. Bracha achrona, you can only say kafima shaniskana. Bracha rishona, doesn't have to be kafima shaniskana. It's like there was ma shaniskana, and bracha achrona is bound to that, and bracha rishona is not. So when you're saying shahakol on a bari pri adama, you're not saying Masha Niskana, Kafi Masha Niskana, but you're allowed to say it even below Kafi Masha Niskana.
You hear Vizmansky?
Saying what? That if Shehakol was something that they were misakin, is that what you're saying? So
that the Tur is contrasting
misakin it for, he's saying that even for what they weren't misakin it for, you could say it. He's saying, Bracha Chrono, why can you not say it on other things? Because you could only say it, Lefima Sheniskana. As opposed to Bracha Rishona, you could even say it, Lo Kefima Sheniskana. They were not misaking it on Hadama, but you could say it on, I mean, it was not Kinashin Iskana, because it's a Lashon Kolelis. It's Kolel that Nimewa.
So you're saying that Tereya, that they were misaking, especially?
No. Saying Tereya, that they were not misaking a special. If there is a Shalom Kimashin Iskana, that means that they were only misaking it on, you know, monster cheese. And to say it on Adama is the low Kamashaniskana. But you're allowed to say it the low Kamashaniskana. They were not misaking
right.
It to specifically work there.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
I guess I apologize for the Shukul Torah. It's not Darky, but I think the mice that. It's just not there are certain machshavas, things that are kedai to think about. In either case, right? The machshavas are the machshavas. You know, when it should work and how it should work and what the issues are. So it's definitely something to think about. To say that that's mamash, but you have to count for these things. You know, the knesset on one side of the chakir, you'll say hagufa, you know. But the nice of these are things that need to be considered in this Indian of Tatering. Kalevas, Sakana, Miusades, Mufereres, Mufereses, and so on and so forth.
Which side, bring back out, which side, let's pretend that I'm correct in the Tur for a minute.
Yeah.
So the Tur holds that Shehakol works Mimela.
Yeah.
So then...
I know what you're thinking, yeah.
Then it should come out...
That it would work...
That...
Not like the rest of the Kamala.
No, not like that. In the Bari Pri Agafen and Hamotzi.
Well,
that
we went both ways. We went both ways.
I thought you were Mitola that Mach was on this.
Yeah, but I said two different iterations. But initially what it... What I said was that that you would be that
Yeah, it's automatic, then it would cover it.
It's automatic, it would cover it. I mean, that's not, we possibly like that.
As is, that's yeah. The Torah, right? The Torah says it's, you know, the Shvi Mashaniskana, and then he says
yeah,
the.
Yeah, but with Shvim.
Right, so it's Shvim with the original one.
The preferred way. In the simple time. It's in the disclaimer.
Yeah, maybe that thought was what was Machri of the tour to assume that it was because of Shvi Mashaniskana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Sunday morning.